Good evening, everybody. Welcome to the show. This is Creation Lightship Healing here on bbsradio.com. We're on station 2 tonight with Ron Amatron, and it's Paranormal Fridays. So if you have a strange experience that you would like to share with everybody and get some input from Ron, you are welcome to call tonight, and I'll give those numbers out in just a moment. Or you can send a question over to clsquestions@yahoo.com. CLS for Creation Lightship, questions, plural, clsquestions@yahoo.com. So let's see, today is Friday, March the 8th, 2013, and we just wanted to remind everybody, in case you missed other shows in the last week or so, about two new free clearings that Ron is giving everybody at the moment. So the first of those is the clone light infusion clearing, and we'll talk about that for a moment. And then the other one is the Galactic Federation clearing. So, Ron, why don't you come on and tell us all about the clone light infusion one, first of all. You're there on the line, right?
Yeah, I'm here. So that clearing is designed... I put it up for people who saw somebody who was kind of strange, one of their friends or something, behaving differently than what they did last year. And you go, wow, is this person being cloned out, or have they been cloned? Are they a different person? Well, I put that one up for that, although a lot of people have tried it themselves, wondering, well, I have something lurking with me. And people have had great results with that. What I'll do is a little sample of that now for everybody. Whether you are a brand new clone since the first of the year, so I guess that would typically mean that your birthday would have been January 1st, even though you could be older. But so right now, that means you're only 3 months and 8 days old. Interesting. Hypothetically, yep. Okay. So... let's do a clearing to put more light into that energy that you are. Remember, everyone else gets switched out every 10 minutes, so it depends what clone species you are, I guess, or what model, whether you're a continuous one or whether you're one that comes and goes. So here we go. If you feel anything happening to you, I'll count to 10 to command the energy. You put more light into you. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And we'll do it some more here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So this clearing, like I said, is just to bring more light into the clone person that you suspected of acting strangely, doesn't know much about the past history of living here because it no longer has a lot of that memory. And normally those type of people become very passive because the emotions are not completely activated yet. So they're just kind of like a passive person, more like just like a robot in a sense. Moving along, doing what they are supposed to do, and not having much interference with things interacting with them because they don't have a lot of the DNA activated in them quite yet. That's kind of what this clearing is for. So if you suspect somebody of having situations or being different, this clearing could help them. Now, if you're feeling a change on it, then very possibly... something is either trying to hook into you to change you from a 10-minute clone replica coming in and out all the time to a 100% clone where you're always controlled by something. Remember, the replicas that are here that are 100% clone, they're just run on programs. And they will have, flesh and blood and everything else, body organs, but they're just controlled by a program. And not much really, free choice involved like a regular human would have, but they do look human. So I guess back to you, Carrie. Let's see if we have any comments here. don't know if anybody wants to comment that they feel much better or not, but you can just put a different name in if you want. You could probably use the name Fred. Fred or Sue or something, you know? That way you won't go, hey, we know this person out there. They're on the fast chat, and wow. You know, we always thought that person was a clown. Anyway, back to you, Carrie.
Well, we do have a couple that felt something. We felt one person saying, I don't know why, but I feel it in my head and my throat. And then another person saying that they temporarily felt a little shaky. So if you would like to do this clearing and you haven't yet, just shoot an email over to clsquestions@yahoo.com and just say you were listening tonight and you would like the link sent. That's how you need to get it to the clearing. And also, Ron, I know you mentioned when we did an archive. I mean, we did a show, which is now an archive, that I don't think recorded correctly. I think this was the one that didn't record on this, so we may have to redo that at some point about this clearing. But you had mentioned when we initially talked about it and you made this available for everybody that we need to have done our whole life emotional clearing before we request this and run this. So do you want to talk a little bit about that and who we run this for and who we run it on?
Yeah, so that is required. So you need to have that clearing so that you can help yourself out, become more conscious of what you're doing. Otherwise, you could be using programs that could make you feel a little strange because you're dealing with emotions. And then your emotions would think that this person out there is acting strange when it's actually, they're just triggering you. So you do want to have your whole life of emotional clearing done first. If you've had that, then just let us know. We'll send you over the information. Put in the subject box, maybe clone healing, I guess. That'd be a quick way for us to find it and to deal with the username, password for that. So, yeah, it's quite interesting as people, the other people change, as they're, they need help. Those clones need help out there. And just bring them back into the light again, so, which you never had before. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay. So when we think we're interacting with someone that's being cloned out, that's what we use it for then, Ron, but you're also saying we can do it on ourselves. So it's for other people and for us, but we, the
ones
running it.
Yeah, I think most people who have done it, what I'm hearing from people, are trying it on themselves also.
Yeah.
I didn't really put it up for that because I just didn't think people would do it on themselves, but that would probably be okay. But it's mainly so you could see somebody in your life that's responding strangely or different and to help them out. I was talking to one person the other day, and somehow I guess they were overdrawn in their checking account, so they put money in with a check into their checking account, maybe like $20 overdrawn or something, so they went to take care of that. And then the teller says that you're overdrawn on your checking account. Well, we just put money into the account. She goes, no, you have to wait for the check to clear or something, and which could be bank policy, but the teller couldn't understand that it's taken care of now. So it sounded really interesting. I'm not exactly saying it the way it was presented to me, but the person made a deposit and bank would not, the clone could not figure out what to do next because it wasn't with their normal situation. All they knew was that the person's overdrawn. Whatever they did to counteract that, the person behind the counter, the teller, didn't know what to do next because probably the program wasn't working. It's like I mentioned about the lady who had $3.99 and she had the exact change of $3.99 and the checker, the counter person that she's buying some goods from, did not want to take $3.99 because they didn't know how to count probably 99 cents. So they wanted to have $4, give change back for a penny. And then also, clones, you know, not recognizing what a $100 bill is. So it gets to be very, very strange as you get out there, if you start watching people and seeing what's going on. Oh, back to you, Carrie.
Okay.
Well, the phone healing is not on the website. You have to go to CLS Questions.
Yeah.
And let us know. We'll send you over the code for that.
Yeah, it's actually, Ron, it's a link that you click on. There's, I don't think, any codes that go with that one. It's a link that I've been sending to everybody that you sent me to send out. So you'll just get a link, and you click on the link in the email, and it'll go right to the page, and you pop your name in, and off you go. And Iron Man is wondering, Ron, whether it's important to rerun that clearing. Do we just do it the one time on whoever we're doing it on, ourselves or others, or do we need to rerun it?
I'll just see how it's working, you know. You know,
okay.
You know, we don't know if that clone gets more light into them and becomes light. Remember, they're not created from light, so what we're doing is we're making the clone into a light body and with the spirit of light. So it could be possible that maybe the aliens may not like that, and they may want to bring in another one. I hate to have it be abducted just like everybody else is here, but that could be a possibility, too. So it's kind of your call. Now, if you want to do it some more, you can. But, you know, it's up to you. Back to you, Carrie.
All right. And a few more comments. People saying that, I guess, since they did the clone light fusion clearing, they feel better, and so does their family. And some other people having feelings from the sample that you did. One person saying, I feel more light in my chest. What does that mean? Any ideas there, Ron?
Yeah, it's probably you're probably feeling more of your spirit energy. That would be in your heart center, so probably actually feeling that space.
Nice.
And what I could say, too, is you feel like the loneliness out there or a need to want to connect to a lot of people, that's only because you don't have your twin flame connection. We do the 4-in-1 for people, and that can help you with that, too. So it's going just a little bit sideways, but not really, because some people, after you know, when you are here, then you want to kind of be more content and be more peaceful, and you're not going to be peaceful. You know, as far as yearning for things, let's put it that way. So if you get your twin flame energy, then you can actually feel much better. So we're going to be doing a show on the twin flame at some point here, but you can be able to understand what we're talking about more. And if you had it, realize that, yeah, this is really a great clearing. That done one time, and then you're connected. So, something here about water fasting.
Yeah, somebody was wondering if that affects your connection with your spirit.
Boy, I don't know. I don't know if that's taken away much of the DNA that you have stored in you or not in the body. I don't think it does, so I would probably say maybe not, okay?
Okay. All right, and then ML is asking, if you are still human, so if you were not cloned out in this big wave of cloning that was going on, would doing the clone infusion on yourself get rid of the clones that you have in your backpack, so to speak, on your back, trying to get you?
I would assume it would do that, yeah. I mentioned that before, that there are these energies, these clone replicas, kind of waiting to come in. Light in when you're kind of off guard, we'll say. So they are trying to get you out of here to make you like everybody else. So yeah, I would say that would be a good reason to do it on yourself, probably.
And then we just did that show, Ron, on the, wasn't it this week, the 6th? No, maybe it was the one before. Oh, you know, I'm getting a little confused, but maybe that's the one that the archive doesn't work on, the one. Let's see, that would have been last Wednesday. That was the 27th, I think. We did the show on the billboard, and how to use that to keep the clone energies away with requesting a the space holders to be put around us using the billboard clearing, and also removing the open to receive program that we all have on us.
Yeah, that was very good to get that off, yeah, that open to receive program, yeah, and do that in
yeah.
your billboard, yeah, uh-huh.
So that
I
was...
I vaguely remember doing that show. I can't remember the open to receive part a little bit, but most of it's completely gone out of me, so I don't have that much recall on that.
Well, we did the show on the 8th, and I know we had some audio problems, and I don't believe the... archive is available on that one, so we might redo that show. But in the meantime, we'll just mention now, because in case any of you weren't listening, you can use the psychic billboard clearing to do those two things that we just talked about. You put into it that you would like to have space holders all around your body, and all around the clone that you're interacting with, or clones that you're interacting with. And Ron, I think you said we should run that every couple of days. And then the other thing that you were recommending we do is the open to receive program. So you want to take that off your billboard. So that would be done in the removal section, I guess. I don't know if we talked about something to put on it in its place. Do you remember that, Ron? Do we need to...
I don't. I can vaguely... I probably remember about 5% as you're talking. I'm sorry.
Yeah. I know.
Yeah,
we
I do remember that open to receive program, and then space holders to be around you so that they will help to be a buffer between you and people.
Yeah.
And clones trying to bring their energy into your body as you walk amongst them. So that would be a very good thing to do.
Yeah, and I know on that show you did some samples, and everybody felt really peaceful when you did that, so that would suggest that we all do need to do that. So that's the psychic billboard clearing, so just go get that. I think it's $20. Obviously you can use, if you don't already have the psychic billboard clearing, you can use it for all the other things that we talk about using it for, but these are two additional tools now that we have to protect us from the clone energy. So that with the clone infusion, Ron is saying to run that on ourselves, and it might protect us. So that's three ways we can protect ourselves, which is great.
I could do a sample of that. I'll bring the space holders around you here.
Great. Thank you.
And we have a question about where the clones get their addictions from. I'll talk about that one here. So let's do the space holders first.
Okay.
So here we go. So space holders, remember, are just light energy. They don't do anything. They really... If the dark side tries to take it, they can't use it for anything because it is just pure light. And if they get a hold of it, they can't get rid of it because it's always going to be there. So if they abducted all these space holders, then the land of darkness would be light. So something that, you know, I would imagine that they're probably going to want to stay away from these space holders because it takes the darkness away from them and puts in light. And if they chop it up, chop and dice it up like they normally would, it's still going to be light, and they cannot use it where your spirit in you can be used, because you can put it into a body and make the body think, and the spirit will automatically respond to those emotions of thinking and the mental energies of thinking, okay? But a space holder doesn't do that. So that's probably, I would guess, from the darkness, the worst thing they could ever do would be to try to attach to you or to steal your space holders, because pure light, and they can't harm it. So we finally found the secret weapon here, the space holders, in a sense. So here we go, everybody. We'll put it around you. And this way, if you do intermix with... people, and they want to shake your hand or touch you, and you walk into a place and all the people look strange, kind of like the movie They Live, you know, you put on the special sunglasses and you see all these aliens in front of you, where before, you know, they weren't there, they just look like people, now they look kind of weird, And you do see them without the glasses on now, and you go, oh boy, what am I doing in this room, you know? So here we go. Placeholders will help you. So one, two, three, here they come around you. Four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one way you might think about them, you know how if you, with static electricity, get those little round balls of styrofoam sometimes, you know, you unpack something or you have this stuff around and put your hand into, you know, styrofoam and all of a sudden you pull your hand out and all the stuff is stuck to you.
Yeah.
That's kind of like these space holders in a sense. They will just come around you and come on you and give you light on the outside of your body. And you might feel wonderful. So getting back to the other question here about the programs, where do they get the programs from, the clones here? Well, they're probably watching humanity, watching people, because they have to learn. So they're just like a baby. So they're learning how to live here. They don't have all the programs. And so if they do see some kind of emotional situation happening, they may just take that energy completely, copy it. Now they have that emotion of whatever they're watching. So that's kind of, especially if the body that they're in is a TV addict, you know. Boy, that would be something to watch the movies about how life is supposed to be here and then to have the reality that it's really not, you know. Or one of the reality shows or something. Anyway, back to you, Carrie.
Okay. So, let's see, we have somebody asking, what is a space holder? So you kind of described it, and you've put ones around us, but also they've been in the Earth for some time since the Earth spirit left. So since we're on the topic of space holders, maybe you can just describe that, Ron, how there are. They must be huge, the ones in the planet.
Yeah, there's a lot of them, you know, billions of them. Basically, the Earth spirit left. Okay, so the Earth spirit left. And if we didn't do something about space holders, putting something in the place of the Earth spirit of light, then the planet could be taken over completely by darkness. The darkness would come in instantly and take it over and capture it and it'd be gone, you know, more than what it is now. So that's kind of what a space holder is. It's just strictly an energy of light. And it doesn't have any, it can't do anything, okay? It doesn't have a way to produce or to do anything, to be commanded or anything else. It's just there, just pure light. So basically, it's peace. If you just think of it as not really of light, take the light away where you might think that is really active and bright. Just think of it as peace. So the Earth is holding peace energy. And nothing can take away peace. There, and that's what it is. And if the Earth goes through a trauma, like a alien-induced hurricane or tornado or blizzard or forest fire or anything like that, but that's what they do all the time, peace will still be there. It'll always be in peace. It won't be harmed, because you can't harm peace. Nothing you can do to peace. So, back to you, Carrie.
Okay, and I know you said it can't be harmed, it can't suffer, which is kind of nice to know. If it were somehow abducted out like with us or like we are, it can't be made to suffer.
Yes, that's correct. It just holds the peace, holds the light, and it has no way that it can be lessened for what it is. So that's what it is here. So what we can do, I'll put some space holders just for this program into you if you like. And if you have something that's hurting, maybe an owie or something, we'll put it there. And it'll leave after the show ends here, half an hour, we'll say, a little bit over half an hour. But you can just feel what it's like. So here we go. So one, two, three. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There. So just see what that's doing for you. This is how you would feel after you did a whole lifetime clearing. If you did one for like pain or something like that, and that location was released from what it's going through, then you'd probably feel like this. I think we got a beep there. Did you hear a beep, Carrie?
Yes. Do we have a caller on the line?
Hello?
Hi.
Hi, this is Raymond. Hi, Ron. Hi, Sari.
Hi, Raymond.
Hi.
It's paranormal night, so my usual, I had another vision that I'd like to share.
Sure, go ahead.
Hey, go ahead.
Okay, and I also have a testimonial, but I'll tell you the vision. Well, I was at the New Life Expo in October, and I went in the light infusion chamber 5 times, and then I went into Ron's workshop for the special forces, the recruiting for that. So after I did that, about 2 months later, this usually happens when I'm sleeping. I went to sleep, but I had like a dream, or it was like a vision of a man. He was in a military uniform, all white military uniform, white hat, white gloves, and he had a bunch of medals on his jacket, and he shook my hand, but no words were exchanged. And then that was the vision. So I just want to make sure, what was that? I hope it wasn't like the light of the darkness trying to trick me again.
No, it feels fine. It feels perfectly fine. You may have had a little bleed through of doing something or somebody coming to you. So that does feel fine to me.
Oh, okay. And then I'd like to share a testimonial. I did a clone infusion for a friend of mine. She had a problem with smoking. And so she had called into the show last year, but unfortunately she hasn't been very active in doing the clearings on her own. So I decided to do the clone light infusion for her, and I told her that I was doing it. And about 3 days, I did for her like the 3 days in a row. Then I spoke to her, and she told me that she didn't have the urge to smoke. And I said, that's great, because I've been doing the clearings for you. And she said, well, I guess they must be working. So that's one testimony that worked.
Wonderful.
And, yeah, and then the other one was the light of the darkness, or the dark forces, as they say. They sent me a summons for jury duty. And I didn't want to go to jury duty because there's all entities there because of... It's a place of judgment. That's why it's jury duty. And I didn't want to be there. So it was for February 27th on a Wednesday. So I decided to do a timeline crash for the first time. And on Monday, I did a timeline crash. And I asked my spirit, well, how many timelines should I crash? And 27 was the number. So I did 27 timeline crashes on Monday. On Wednesday, 2 days later, I had to go to jury duty, but something amazing happened where I just sat in the waiting room, and at 3:30 in the afternoon, the lady in charge of jury duty made an announcement, and she said, under extraordinary circumstances, the court is letting you all go today at 3:30 in the afternoon. She said, this usually doesn't happen. So people were clapping in the jury, waiting room, and I left, and I down the block so nobody would see me. I was like, oh, thank you, Creation Lightship, because not only did I get myself off the timeline, I got about 30 other people off the timeline as well, and we didn't have to go back to jury duty tomorrow, and everybody got a paper that said, you're dismissed, and you don't have to be back until 4 years.
Oh, wonderful.
So I thought that was awesome.
Oh, that's
so
great.
So I did. Isn't that great?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well done. You could really
so I'm glad I got people.
That's very, very good.
Yeah, so I've been doing more timeline crashes. And then I did the space-time crash. I want to make sure that I'm doing the space-time crash correctly because I checked all the boxes, and then I just put it in for like 800, 900 minutes, and I just let it do its thing. Is that okay?
Oh, yeah, that's plenty good, yeah. Yep, that's very, very good. Well,
that way I don't have to...
Yeah, what you're doing is perfect. Wow, that's really nice to hear. At least some, you know, you comment on this about what happened. Other people and listeners know that this wonderful thing, you know, happened. I find that's quite interesting because you're really going into. The extreme darkness into the court system, you know. You know what I mean.
Yeah, and I was like, "Wow, if that could happen, we can do other things."
Yeah, that's the hardest one.
Because the court system is a place full of judgment.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
The ultimate.
And my spirit did not want to be there in the first place. So thank you. And, Ron, I'll see you in a few weeks. I'll be back at the Expo in New York.
Right, yeah. It would be nice to meet up with you. That'd be wonderful.
Yeah, definitely. Okay, well, thank you.
Thanks for calling, Raymond. Great story.
Thank you, bye.
Bye. Okay. So, let's see. What was I going to read out next? Oh, yes, before we move on from space holders to the other free clearing, which is the Galactic Federation one, Jamie was asking, Ron, would the Earth collapse if the space holders were missing?
Good question. Let me see here.
Well, it would be like a body without a spirit, because the spirit...
If you're without a spirit, it would probably still be here. But I don't think your body would sustain life very long because your body is connected to the Earth, getting energy from the Earth, and the space holders would be of light, so they're still emitting light, okay? That's like I said, that's the biggest joke for the darkness, if they got a space holder, because it's going to emit light. Can't do anything with it, but it's going to be emitting light. And they may get switched over to light because the light is just there. So looking at your body energy and also like looking at trees, we'll say, the trees are running light energy in them from space holders. So if that was turned off and not here, they would still have their own light in it. But at some point, that light would not get re-energized. So it would be like running on a battery. How long the battery would last, hard to say. But at some point, it would, you know, whatever is here would need to be charged up with light. So that's, in fact, if any of you are listening out there, and maybe your spirit left your body, and you did feel your body feeling kind of queasy or not right, or like it's being drained a little bit, that's what happens. And so you do need to have that spirit in you to do that. So that's kind of, you know, what it would be like. Oh, back to you, Carrie. I don't think the Earth would actually collapse, but there'd be no life being emitted from the Earth, no source energy, or you know, it would not have an auric field, we'll say, because that would be brought forth. Because it'd be energized by the, I'm going to get this right so you don't get it confused with your spirit energy. So this the energy of the space holders would energize the Earth elements, and then from there, those Earth elements would emit an auric field. Now, the field would stay there, even if the space holders left, until that energy was depleted. That's what I said about running on a battery. you're not seeing the spirit energy, you know, being emitted from the planet. It's what the planet wants to do with it, with the energy, okay? But yeah, at some point, it would not collapse, but everything here would become lifeless. So back to you, Carrie.
All right. So there were lots of nice comments about how people felt with the space holders around them, Ron. And let's see. I'm just.
I'll do one thing for everybody. Okay. You're probably wondering what it would be like. So here we go. We'll do a sample. So I want you to pick something in your room. Could be anything. It's everything in your room where you are was created from the earth elements, okay?
Okay.
Unless you happen to have some alien artifact there.
Oh.
But typically, you know, if you look at your, maybe you have, you know, maybe you're a lady right now and you're doing your fingernails, you have fingernail polish or something, or, you know, you have, you know, anything in your room. It could be a chair. It could be a picture, you know, on your wall. I want you to pick one thing, and I will take out the energy of it from the earth spirit, which is connected to. So it'll be like a complete alien object that is here on this planet at that point. Then we'll put it back in it again. So you get an idea of what it'll be like. You may want to squint your eyes because it may have a glow on it now around it, an arc field possibly. You may be able to see with your eyes kind of squinted. Probably look kind of like a fuzziness around it. But just kind of, and if not put your hand out, kind of feel the energy as it bounces back to you, as it's having the exchange of energy to you. And here we go. If everybody found something, so here we go. One, taking the energy out of that completely from the earth. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. So right now it's neutralized. Doesn't belong here, in a sense. It wasn't created here. That's the way it's going to typically feel in your room. Just something that you see that has absolutely no life force energy to it. And now we'll put it back into that again for you. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 9 and 10. There we go. Okay, Carrie, back to you.
Okay, that was quite peculiar. So even though the Earth spirit itself has left the planet, it's kind of left pieces of itself in everything here?
No, the space holders are energizing that energy.
Oh, okay. Okay, right.
Everything here is actually quartered to something, regardless of what it is. We'll just say that you have a piece of metal, and that piece of metal came from the earth, and it may not be what they dug out of the earth, but if you break it all apart, it's still going to be energies of light that make up the metal. So what we did is we just took away the energy of light out of the metal, so now it's actually, or was, it's like a real alien object that is here that was not even resonating to the earth energies, but it would still be physical.
Wow. Okay. Oscar says it's fading out, and he can almost see through the pixels, he says.
Aha. Uh-huh. So that would also mean that maybe the hologram that it was created from or into a hologram are the aliens, because they're using that same energy to create with, could actually maybe even disappear. I can't really say that, but that's a possibility. So, because it'd be out of the matrix. Very interesting.
Yeah. Serena says it became like it had darkness in it, and Cammie says that was scary.
Hope you didn't do your dog or something.
Oh.
Cat, no, you won't do that.
Actually, I thought about doing the cat, and then I changed my mind. Yeah. I did my desk.
Not your goldfish. Oh, no.
Oh, floating.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. So, oh, my gosh, it's 20 to 8. So, the other free clearing that we were going to mention tonight is the Galactic Federation clearing. So this is now free, And it is on the, if you go to Ron's homepage at creationlightship.com and scroll down on the left there where there's the list of clearings, and go down till you get to the chunk that's called Alien Attack Removal, the first clearing after the definition link is Galactic Federation clearing. So you click on that, you'll go to a page that has the codes to get into the Galactic Federation clearing that's normally within the website. So do you want to say anything about that one, Ron, for anyone that didn't hear the other week when we were talking about it?
Well,
basically,
it's to get rid of the energies that could be connected to you, mainly from your past. The spiritual hierarchy of whatever is out there, what they call, maybe the New Age movement or the saints and the masters that people bring in, and Jesus and all this stuff, that's brought to you by the Galactic Federation. And they use the Galactic Federation of Light. Since I've been talking about the Galactic Federation, getting rid of it, they changed over the word light probably about 4 or 5 years ago. So now maybe it might be more light or something like that, or light of lights or something, as they are hearing my programs here, not liking what I'm saying. But it's everything outside of yourself that deals with aliens. And the Galactic Federation is out there, and that's how people get abducted. They're responsible for that. So you can go in there and clear away maybe your past relationship with them, because you may not know how you related to them and how they have interfered with you, because they're in everything, basically. So you can just start taking away these energies and start feeling better. I mentioned before, I think we did a little bit on one of the programs, maybe the one that we didn't get archived or something, but I did one for the Ashtar Command. I did a clearing. I can do that now. Here we go. So this energy is interfering with you. So if we have any people listening to the program and they love Ashtar Command, well, that's okay. There's no judgment here. But what this is going to do is take away the energy that's mind controlling you, if that's the case, and put you into light. So here we go, releasing this energy that's corded to you, and it could be corded to you through your whole life. You don't know what your parents have done, in the past. You'd be connected to this greatly. So this is just one group. This is the Ashtar Command. Here we go. So, releasing this, 1, 2, 3. Jack goes, Galactic Federation of BS. Oh, God. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and God's in it too. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And then out there that people use off and on is the Great White Brotherhood. We'll clear that one away here. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And then you have the Ascended Masters. So I'll just do all those things in a lump sum here. And they could also be associated with what we just got through talking about, too. But here we go. 1, releasing this energy from you. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Like we mentioned before, the Galactic Federation brought religions here. So let's get rid of the energy that they infiltrated Buddhism. So maybe you have been a Buddhist in your life or past lives, or maybe you're one right now. So here we go, taking away this energy that they have done and infiltrated darkness into the original teachings. Here we go. So releasing this. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. That should help you out. And naturally, we have how they interfered or brought forth Christianity, which looted the teachings of Jesus here. So let's get rid of this energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And then we have it that they claim in the spiritual teachings that you are a multidimensional being. Oh boy. That you're living many, many parallel lives all over the place. So let's take that away from you. So here we go. We'll try to do a clearing on that. Actually, I can't get rid of everything, but you can feel what it's like to get some relief. So here we go. Your multidimensional being of who you are, that they put you into all these fake realities and holograms, parallel lives. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. We have Stephanie who wants to have the Catholic Church, I guess, energy taken away. Here we go. This is another Galactic Federation energy of the aliens. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So basically, everything outside of yourself is controlled by the Galactic Federation. That's the way you have to look at it. So when you go outside of yourself, you will get hooked up somehow, somewhere, some way to the aliens. And they're all under the umbrella of the Galactic Federation. Oh, back to you, Carrie.
Okay, so that is a new free, an old clearing that is newly free. The Galactic Federation one, it's a whole life clearing. And by the way, thank you for all those clearings, Ron. That was a heck of a lot of stuff you just pulled off us. That's wonderful. So we do all need to do this Galactic Federation one if you haven't done it already. There are codes in there for unlimited and just for the one-time whole life. So you know, hop on in and get that stuff off you. Ophelia's asking where the archives to the shows are, so I'm just going to quickly explain that. If you go to Ron's website, creationlightship.com, and on the home page and go down on the left, you will come to a green box that says radio shows and audio, and then you'll see the links in there that you can hit and go to the archives. There's hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of them. So there are clearings in there, and they will work. I think all of those work 5 times, right, Ron, the clearings on the archive. So if you find a show that you like and you feel you're getting some benefit from it, you can listen to it a few times.
Yes, that is correct. And I would assume that you're probably feeling these energies leave you from your crown chakra. That's where they come in, where the octopus, where the jellyfish energy is. That's their major network to connect to you through the jellyfish energy on top of your head. And I would imagine the crown chakra is where they're coming in at. And we do have that special clearing to get these chakras released from those two. I think it's called the crown chakra disconnect or something like that.
The crown chakra alien cording disconnection, I think. I'm trying to find my little list of dates because we did a show on that one on one of our recent Wednesdays, and of course my paper has vanished into thin air. If anybody knows when that one is and you could type it into the fast chat, that would be great. We did it, I don't know, 2-3 weeks ago, I think. Can't find my page quickly, I'm sorry, but we have done a whole show on that crown chakra alien cording disconnection clearing. Okay, so Sharina is wondering if it is true to say that source or light is the basis of all creation.
Of the light, yes, uh-huh.
Of the light, yeah.
Of the light, yeah. Remember, the darkness has their own creations, and who knows how many universes there are of that. And, you know, when we talk about darkness, it's just the ones that I'm talking about that come here, take away your free choice, free will. These energies are what, you know, are courting you, okay, connecting to you. I'm sure that maybe there's energies of darkness out there that maybe does not do anything like that. But the ones that we know of here are what we're dealing with. So that's what I talk about. Naturally, there could be something out there that may not even want to be controlled, but they don't have any source energy with them. In fact, if that's the case, if we happen to have, maybe there's somebody listening out there, okay? Who knows? And maybe they're wondering what light is all about. Maybe they have a dark side universe that they belong to, and they don't maybe do anything that's negative. They just are hanging out in a dark side universe without source energy of light and would like to have some free will, free choice, or maybe a different system. We can do that for them. We can give them a sample here. So here we go. We'll see if we can bring some of this energy into the light here. And they can always say no, they don't want it after they experience maybe some samples. So here we go. Remember, they're always a free choice to leave. It's like the people are living here. People choose mind energy and choose to think and choose to go to churches and choose to do darkness things. So it's the same thing as here. And that's the choice that humans make. So here we go. And the darkness can make the same choice so they can get a sample of what light is like. Here we go. So one, we're going to two these dark side universes now if they would like to experience this. Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. So there we go. So the darkness energies that would like to experience light have that possibility right now. The reason why I do this off and on is because they can't just come up to the light and say, I want to do this, because the light would terminate them. And so they could be really fearful of the light, but now they have an opportunity to experience this energy. So, back to you, Kathy. I mean, Carrie.
Kathy just typed to me, actually, and
I said Kathy. Kathy.
Yeah. Yeah. Right.
Hi, Kathy.
And the date for the Crown Chakra Alien Disconnection show that we did was Wednesday the 20th. So if you're interested in hearing more about that clearing that Ron just was referring to in regards to...
That's February.
What did I say? Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, February the 20th. Yeah, so that was one of our Wednesday show profile shows. So, oh gosh, it's 55 already. Ophelia is asking how much it would cost for you to, or how much you would need to do a big event in a stadium. So, Ophelia, if you have some funding you've stumbled upon, shoot an email over to Ron or over to clsquestions@yahoo.com, and we'll follow up on that. A lot of people felt those all that stuff you were taking off just a little bit ago, Ron. Too many comments to read out, but people feeling a lot of stuff on their head and their eyes, and quite a few head comments. So,
so that clearing, would be probably the Galactic Federation clearing. You don't know how wrapped up you are in I guess they're services that they're giving you. You know, I don't know what else to call it. You know, but you know, so by doing that clearing, you may start to find yourself getting, you know, unwound by some of this stuff here. So I would highly recommend doing that clearing. You first do your whole lifetime, and then the unlimited version is for you to keep up to date with it. So you want to do that, you know, maybe every day or so, in case they happen to want to like you more and come into your realm of experience here. And the space holders are definitely a big plus to get those around you, too. I guess our show's coming to a close. We got our 8-hour intensive coming up this Sunday, and we got to do our clock change. So remember, spring ahead, so you're going to be turning your clocks ahead. So in theory, from my standpoint, it starts at 9, really at 10. So it'll be 1 hour less sleep here for everybody, in fact. And just remember that so you're not an hour late. Getting on to the call. Oh, change your clock on Saturday. So thank you, Carrie. Thank you, everybody. And blessings. And our next program is tomorrow night, Saturday night, live on the Lightship. Bye, everyone.
Night. Good night, everybody. And station 2 tomorrow night, 7 p.m. Pacific. Good night.